Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 59 of Beyond the Supernatural, and I'm so excited. Today we're talking about the Negapsychic PCC. This is one of the most distinctive and creative ideas in Beyond the Supernatural. Sometimes this game really does engage trenchcoat horror and get it right, and this is one of those times. Here's the idea of the Negapsychic. It's basically a rationalization of a character like Dana Scully, who exists in a world that is continually assaulted, once every week, it would seem, by monsters, aliens, but they just refuse to believe in anything supernatural or paranormal. Despite all evidence to the contrary, they're always playing the straight man, always insisting that there must be a rational explanation. It can often stretch credulity that this character maintains this position, story after story after story. And in Beyond the Supernatural, the character's resistance to reality is explained through the game's metaphysical system of potential psychic energy. The Negapsychic has applied, unconsciously, their potential psychic energy to suppressing the supernatural. So while the Negapsychic disbelieves in psychic powers, ironically, the Negapsychic is actually a powerful psychic who is at all times applying their psychic power to suppress psychic and magical phenomena around them, so that they never see any of the things all the other player characters see. When they're around, psychic powers fizzle, apparitions don't manifest, and so on. Now, I mentioned that this is a rationalization, and indeed, rationalization is necessary to make this work, especially in Beyond the Supernatural, which has its X-Files aspect, but lest we forget, is also full of people having firefights with demons using their big chunky guns that they keep under their trench coats, right? I mean, Dana Scully saw a lot of shit, but she never beat a demon to death with a baseball bat. Well, maybe she did after David Duchovny left, I wouldn't know. But I don't think she ever did. And so it was a little easier to suspend disbelief and say she still doesn't believe in the supernatural, or is at least skeptical about it. In a Beyond the Supernatural game, you're getting into fights with demons. You know, you're getting mauled by hellhounds. And that's what really makes this character so much fun. The author clearly delights in this because we're going to get a couple of pages over the course of this class that are just devoted to explaining how you play this character as an unreasonable skeptic. It's kind of a one-note shtick, but I think it would be a really fun one, and it's explained succinctly on this page. Quote, "This is the guy who may have spent the last 2 hours battling supernatural horrors, witnessed magic and psi powers firsthand, but when it's all over, defiantly states, 'Some further investigation may be justified, but there was nothing supernatural about tonight's events.' And this is likely to be followed by a litany of explanations that might include everything from hoax or conspiracy to how someone did all this to cover up his, quote, real motives, crime, murder, revenge, terrorism, a desire to be famous or important via hoax, etc. Other, quote, rational explanations may include a prank gone wrong, mass hallucination, mass hysteria, mental illness, drug involvement, secret military exercises, superstition-inspired delusions, misinterpretation of the true facts, sunspot activity, weather balloon, and swamp gas." Yes, swamp gas. Science's big brother whom it calls when confronted by the paranormal, demanding its lunch money. This list of, quote, rational explanations is the dumbest thing on this page in the very best way. It's intentionally dumb, that's the fun of it. And it somewhat redeems a lot of the tedious setting material that we got earlier in the book about how people refuse to believe in the supernatural. At the beginning of the book, we had the author unironically, page after page, trying to convince us that there were all these good and plausible reasons that people refuse to believe in the supernatural in this clearly demon-riddled world, right? The author may have been harsh about science and presented scientists as unreasonable for not investigating the supernatural, but I think we as readers were meant to feel that it was plausible that basically all scientists everywhere would just ignore hell's full-scale invasion of Earth for, like, personal emotional reasons. We were meant to buy that. And I, speaking for myself, I did not buy that. And so the continued insistence and the varied excuses from the author dragged a little bit for me. This character class totally redeems that process of throwing shit at the wall to try to explain why the supernatural isn't real despite the clear evidence that it is, because it makes it an in-character thing. Instead of the author trying to convince us of something that is clearly irrational, we have an irrational character who thinks they're the only sane person in the group, coming up with bullshit excuse after bullshit excuse to try to explain away what is manifestly a world of monsters and psychic powers. I mean, I've been in D&D campaigns that are less riddled with monsters than the modern United States present in Beyond the Supernatural, yet this character is still holding out. They're still fighting the good fight for science, and they have the psychic power to back it up and help the player to keep the blinders on this fun, infuriating character. This whole page, and indeed this whole class, relies on this basic concept of the irrational skeptic with psychic powers to back up their irrationality. But I've narrowed down the dumbest thing to this little list of quote-unquote rational explanations, because I think playing the character as a simple contrarian would get a little bit old, and carefully avoiding the character ever seeing the inexplicable would somewhat defeat the fun of the class. It would be a perfectly valid way to play it, especially if, for whatever reason, you're trying to do a serious horror campaign using Beyond the Supernatural, despite the broken system and the chunky guns. If you were doing that, then sure, run the Negapsychic in such a way that, like, the GM and the players are all working together to make sure the Negapsychic never quite sees what they would need to see to convince them. The more fun way to play it, in the gonzo mode that I think Palladium games are better suited to, is to just go ahead and have a Bigfoot grab the Negapsychic and carry them fireman style through the woods of the Pacific Northwest back to their lair to meet their baby Bigfoots. Just go ahead and do that. There's no need to hide anything. Go ahead and have the titular monster swallow them right off their boat on fucking Loch Ness and keep the Negapsychic in their belly for like 3 days, like Jonah, and then spit them up on the shore. No need to pull your punches whatsoever. And then let the Negapsychic player have fun trying to explain it. Let them stand up to meet the rest of the party on the shore of Loch Ness, covered in monster digestive juice, and say, as they adjust their tie, "Monster, whatever do you mean? It's well known that the algae bloom in Loch Ness at this time of year has hallucinogenic properties when it comes into contact with human skin, in combination with the exotic minerals found in the water here. What I've experienced over these 3 days of acid damage is nothing more than what the teenagers call a, quote, bad trip." I just feel like constantly trying to bullshit that way would be a ton of fun. It's the goofiest and most satisfying mode in which to play the Negapsychic, so it is on that basis that we will proceed. From now on, when we talk about the Negapsychic, assume that they have been or are being kidnapped by Bigfoot, because that's just the version of this character that I want to believe in. Join me tomorrow as we get into the Negapsychic's specific psychic negating powers on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.